We are great readers, learners, and writers, he said. We have long been the most honored citizens in China. The scholar's smile faded. But now scholars are in danger, he said, and many of us have gone into hiding. Why? Said Jack. The Dragon King is afraid of the power of our books and learning, said the scholar. He wants people to think only what he wants them to think. Any day he may order the burning of the books. Annie gasped. Does that mean what I think it means? Said Jack. The scholar nodded. All the books in the Imperial Library will be burned, he said.
That's rotten, said Annie.
Indeed, it is, the scholar said quietly. Listen, we have a mission to get a book from that library, said Jack.
Who are you?
Asked the scholar.
Show him, said Annie.
She reached into her shirt pocket as Jack reached into his sack. They brought out the secret library cards. The letters shimmered in the sunlight. The scholar's mouth dropped open again.
You are master librarians, he said.
I have never met ones so honored who were so young. He bowed to show his respect.
Thank you, said Jack and Annie.
They bowed back to him.
How can I help you?
Asked the scholar.
We need to go to the Imperial Library and find this book, said Jack.
He held out Morgan's bamboo strip to the scholar.
We will go to the Imperial Library, said the scholar. As for the story, I know it well. It is a true one, written not long ago. But I warn you, we will be in great danger.
We know, said Annie.
The scholar smiled. I am happy to be doing something I believe in again, said the scholar.
Let us go.
They all climbed into the front of the cart. The long line of wall builders was marching in the distance. As the oxen started forward, the scholar turned to Jack and Annie.
Where are you from? He asked.
Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, said Annie.
I have never heard of it, said the scholar. Do they have a library there?
Oh, sure. There's a library in every town, said Jack. In fact, there are probably thousands of libraries in our country.
And millions of books, said Annie, and no one burns them.
Right, said Jack. Everyone gets to go to school to learn to read them.
The scholar stared at him and shook his head.
It sounds like paradise, he said.
Chapter 6, The Dragon King. The ox cart bumped across the wooden bridge that crossed over a moat. Then it passed guards standing by giant wooden gates.
Are the gates ever closed? Jack asked.
Oh, yes, every day at sunset, said the scholar. When the gong sounds, the gates close. The bridge comes up and the city is sealed shut for the night.
I guess visitors have to leave before that happens, Annie said, or they'll be stuck here for the whole night, right?
Yes, said the scholar.
The cart bumped between the city gates. Rows of small houses were bunched together on either side of the street. They were made of mud with straw roofs. People cooked over outdoor fires. They washed their clothes in wooden tubs. As the ox cart bumped along,